Welcome to Hope Is Here, bringing hope to those struggling with life's difficult situations.
Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and it is Food for Thought Friday. So glad you've joined us, and a lot of people tell me this is one of their favorite programs of the week, and just hearing how maybe some nuggets, some things that I've learned from my quiet time with the Lord, or books I'm reading, podcasts I'm listening to, and just kind of helpful things that have helped me and blessed me. Maybe it will you, and kind of help you through the weekend spiritually, and just be a blessing to you. Psalm 119:105. I do want to share just that verse. Such a powerful verse, a simple verse. And remember the old song by Amy Grant? Had the cassette, my goodness, back in the 80s. But Psalm 119 verse 105 says, "Your word is a lamp to guide my feet and a light for my path." James chapter 1 verse 22 says, "But don't just listen to God's word. You must do what it says. Otherwise, you're only fooling yourselves." So I want to ask you today, what is it that God has just really been nudging you to do? Whether it's to have a conversation with somebody, maybe it's to apply for a job, maybe it's to start this new hobby, maybe it's to ask somebody out on a date, maybe it's to start investing more, maybe it's to call a Christian counselor to schedule an appointment, it's making that doctor's appointment because you know you've just not been feeling well, making that dental appointment. I don't know what it is, but there's something that God is just been kind of nudging you to do, the Holy Spirit, and it doesn't have to be anything major. You can do some little simple things I said, like scheduling a doctor's appointment. You haven't had a physical in 5 years, and you just aren't feeling well. And the Bible talks about taking care of your body because it's the temple, or you know, Jesus lives inside of us. So I don't know what that is for you today, but God does, and I want to encourage you to do it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 says, "So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ." I know it sounds like Captain Obvious, but man, just spending time in God's word. If you want to hear from God, spend time in his word. I mean, from Genesis to Revelation, God pursues a relationship with us that's real and that it's personal. And he wants to speak to you. And I just want to encourage you to trust God, even when you don't understand him sometimes, that you can trust him. Great news. You know that the reason I started Hope Is Here, if you've listened to our program very long, as we get ready to celebrate our 5th anniversary this December. We based it because I had 3 friends that ended their lives by suicide within an 18-month period. And God just put a holy discontent in my heart that somebody's got to do something about this and talk about this. But obviously, suicide is such a heavy topic that we don't speak about it every day, every week, or sometimes not even every month. But I want to remind you that there is a national suicide hotline, but I am so glad to know that instead of having an 11-digit number, now, just like you have the number 911 to call in a local emergency, you can just type in 988 and you'll be connected. On that same number that was 1-800-273-TALK, now just 988. And I want to encourage you to put that in your phone, just says suicide hotline. And you may need it for yourself, but more importantly, you may know somebody that's kind of struggling, and just say, I want to promise you the thing that we've had guests on here before, and I've talked about it through my training, okay, is that we sometimes, you know, people think they're about hurting yourself. You say, hey, I want to promise me that you will call me if you're going to do that. And it's amazing. I've had people do that to me before when I've been in a bad place in my life. And just knowing that one person cares can be a game changer, a life changer in this case, a life saver. And so I want to encourage you to maybe share this with somebody you know that's struggling with anxiety, depression, their mental health. And obviously most important thing is to get a doctor's visit, a physical. Could be something wrong biologically, chemical imbalance in their body. And medicine's not always the first answer, but sometimes it can be a part of the solution. Seeing a good Christian counselor, And but it's good just to have this in case, you know, you hope that you never get to that point, but you can just simply call 988 and you will be connected with the suicide hotline, somebody that will be there willing to listen and help you. The amazing part was with Hope Is Here, we had Heather Palacios with a wonderful ministry down in Florida, and she sends these life boxes out to people that are just in a bad place mentally, emotionally, physically, and just having bad mental thoughts. And she sends them this life box, and it has a Bible in it and a little devotional book and just some other encouraging things and a wristband. And just, it's a really cool personal box, and she has it wrapped in gift paper and a nice card in it that she writes to them. It says, you know, you matter to God on the outside of the envelope. I mean, it's just really nice. It's very well done. And there's no charge to it. She's got people that donate to her ministry. And when we had her on back, I believe it was late June, if I'm not mistaken, and she, the next day I got up and checked. We're on social media. We're on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok now. And so I want to encourage you to follow us at all those. You can go to, just simply type in Hope Is Here and L-E-X, Hope Is Here, Lex, and I hope that you'll follow us on those. But I had a message on our Hope Is Here Facebook page from somebody that had listened to the podcast of the radio program and said they were hanging on by a thread. And he said, I need one of those light boxes, and could you help me get one quickly? And I was like, absolutely. And I said, where do you live? He said, in Auburn, Alabama. The address, he gave me the mailing address, and it was Auburn, Alabama. And I was just like, wow, God, you're amazing how you work, that I know we have listeners with the podcast, plus you can listen online at WJMM.com when we're on the radio live. But somebody in Alabama had been influenced by one of these programs, and their life was saved because I contacted Heather, and she got a box to him immediately. And then he and I have been touching base each week since then. And part of he just needed to forgive himself for a sin that he had committed in the past that he'd been carrying around for 28 years. And the sad part was is that he was active in his church. And in fact, he'd been a Sunday school teacher for several years. And yet he was carrying around this guilt and weight of a sin from many years ago. And just by talking to me about it, and then also going to God and just getting on both knees, that's what I told him to do, and just asking for forgiveness. And that it says in Psalms, as far as the east is the west, that God does not remember anymore. And he did that. And he's getting some freedom in his life. And yet, recently he contacted me and just said, yo, man, I'm kind of struggling again. I said, well, you got to quit looking in that rearview mirror. We talked about Philippians 3:13. I'm forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. And friends, Satan will try to remind you of your past and try to take you back there. And yet, we can't let him do that. You know, the enemy loves to keep us in the past and the lies, and yet that's why Jesus came. He simply came to say, hey, there will be forgiveness for your sins. All you have to do is ask for them, but turn away and walk away from them. I'll forgive you. That's why he took a horrific death on the cross. And today, I want to encourage you to reach out to somebody, a good friend, a pastor, a Christian counselor. If you don't have anybody, you can call that number, 988. Okay, it's now working. I tried it myself a couple days ago, and it just became active July 16th. And, you know, or you can reach out to me. Go to our website, hopeishere.today, and I'll be glad to talk to you on the phone, possibly meet for coffee. I mean, just know that you're loved and you're forgiven. And we got to keep the enemy from destroying people's lives by suicide. Know that you're loved. There's always hope because of Jesus. Always hope. And that he gives it so freely. And, you know, one of the verse that we base the foundation of this ministry on is Romans chapter 15, verse 13. And it's such just a powerful verse that talks about hope. And we all need it. I mean, I think there's a lot of things that are overrated in life. Somebody tells you about a new restaurant, you go and check it out, you're like, that wasn't really that good. That's kind of overrated. Somebody tells you about a new movie, and that was overrated. I don't know why that got so many stars by it or so many good reviews. Of course, I will have to admit that I don't think that the new Top Gun movie, Maverick's, overrated. I went and saw that and really enjoyed that and seen that, would encourage that. But I know one thing that's not overrated, and that's hope. In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 13, maybe this needs to be your verse that you write down today and have it on a post-it note. And you can see it several places, bathroom mirror, maybe on your coffee pot, on your laptop, on the dashboard of your car, in your wallet. Okay, some people I know sometimes are going through tough season, they put it on every light switch in their house. I know a person told me that they did that. People put it on their screens, make it as their screensaver. I mean, it's amazing. If you will put God's word in front of you in lots of places, he'll show up in ways that you can't even imagine, and he will help you get through a really painful season of life. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, "So I pray that God, who gives you hope, will keep you happy and full of peace as you believe in him. May you overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." Friends, obviously the word hope's in there twice in that one verse, so that's why I made it the foundation of hope is here. But secondly, I circled the word peace in my Bible. I'm reading from the New Living Translation. I want to be full of peace. And when you're having mental anxiety, worry, stress, suicidal thoughts, obviously you don't have peace. But God will give you hope, and he will help you be full of peace as you believe in him. Those next five words are so powerful. And full of peace as you believe in him. And friends, that's when your faith has to become real. And sometimes you have to be intentional and really dig deep down into your roots like that. Because Satan wants to discourage you, and he is the author of confusion. And I just know that I know that God wants to bless you, and he has a plan for your one and only life. But sometimes we can get discouraged, and we want to give up. And yet Jesus really wants to help us and wants to speak to us. And yet we have got to stand on his word and his promises and know that he will show us. And there is always hope because of him. Even when the old saying goes, it makes no kind of sense. Jesus makes a way when there is no way. And I've seen him do it over and over again in my life. And I know that he wants to do it in your life. So please know that there's always hope because of Jesus. And we don't talk about finances, financial partnership, and giving here on Hope is Here. But we've got this wonderful opportunity this summer. We have somebody that's been really blessed by this ministry that's providing a $10,000 matching gift this summer. And we're already getting almost to August. And man, if you've been blessed by this ministry, I would really appreciate it if you would consider making a donation. We've had donations already this summer, as small as $10, which I'm so thankful for that, because I know that was a real sacrifice for somebody. And then we had a gift of $1,000 and everything in between. And so I just want to encourage you, if you've been blessed and the Holy Spirit leads you, that you would participate. All you've got to do is go to our website. That's hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
Thank you for listening to Hope is Here podcast. To listen to one of our previous programs or to make a tax-deductible donation, please go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. We have been blessed by one of our faithful listeners and ministry partners to be offered a $10,000 matching gift this summer through August 31st. If you have been blessed by Hope is Here Ministries, would you consider making a donation this summer? Please go to our website, hopeishere.today, to make a secure online donation or to mail a check. All donations are tax-deductible and greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today to help us fully utilize this $10,000 matching grant at hopeishere.today. Thank you.